Hello, Cleveland. This is Alan Keller from the Too Much Effing Perspective podcast, and welcome to Quick Taps, short episodes with short stories for short attention spans. Our theme today is international incidents, basically Spinal Tap moments that required a passport. Our first story comes from Carrie Alexander from the Minneapolis band Bad Bad Hats. Carrie takes us behind the caribou curtain to that evil empire to the north, Canada.
We are an international touring band in that we have played in Canada. The first time that we went over to Canada, we were told you got to be careful about the amount of merch that you bring over, because that can kind of determine if they feel the need to pull you aside. We made our way to the Rainbow Bridge. We were a little nervous, but a few questions and we are through. No problem. We said, why did everyone say that was so hard? It was so easy. Second time we went to Canada, same thing. No problem. We answered their questions with a smile, despite the inordinate amount of Doritos we had in the van. No one questioned us, pulled us aside. And then the next time we went to Canada, you're sort of feeling easy breezy. Now we've done this many times, but someone said, you gotta go over the Peace Bridge because they're real relaxed over there on the Peace Bridge. Peace and love. Great. This time, no going. They're not liking what they're seeing. We got too much merch, something. They're like, you have to declare all this merch, which we're like, okay, that's fine. This couldn't possibly take more than 30 minutes. So first, they're like, follow this golf cart over here. But then they send us to the place where 18-wheelers go to like declare corn or whatever we're sending to Canada. So we pull up to the window, but it's like a window for an 18-wheeler, and we are in a Toyota minivan. So we get out of our minivan, we're yelling up like, hello? And they're like, what are you doing here? We're like, we don't know. They told us to come here. Hello? We're down here. What do we do? So we finally get to the office where all the computers are from the 1980s. It's like a blue screen with typewriter font. And you have to individually put in every merch item that you have into this ancient computer system. But they don't even have the right names for items because I guess they didn't have t-shirts or something when this computer was devised. So you have to put in like one garment from wherever the t-shirt was made and plug it in. And so the whole process takes like 2 hours. And so then we're late for our sound check. So we're racing through to get to the venue. And they took like $300 from us. So all in all, not a peaceful experience.
And speaking of peripatetic Minneapolis musicians, bass player Maureen Herman from Babes in Toyland, who has an incredibly amusing Patreon page, by the way, almost got strung up in Barcelona. I mean, her lead singer, Kat Bjelland's guitar, almost got strung up. Just listen.
We did a reunion tour in 2015, and we played the Primavera Festival in Barcelona, and it was being streamed live. I told all my friends to tune in and watch us play live, you know? So, like, the day before, the band had an argument because they were letting go of our guitar tech because they didn't think that we should spend the money. So, of course, third song in, Cat String Break. You know, we have our tour manager, but she's not a fucking guitar tech. She knows shit, but so Cat plays a Rickenbacker. It's not like she can do it in 1 second. So anyway, so the tour manager goes and gets the opening band's guitar until they can get the Rickenbacker changed. And the guy who funded our whole reunion is there. It's like the wrong time to have something go wrong. So Tina, our tour manager, hands Cap this guitar, so we start playing the song, and then it just sounds shitty, but I can't quite put my finger on it. And then it turns out that guitar that Tina gave Cat was not only a left-handed guitar, but it was strung upside down. So there's no way, like, she couldn't make it make sounds. For the first time ever in all the years I've known Kat and toured, she started crying. I was just like, why can't she fucking play the song? And so it was so embarrassing. It was just like, God, can we just fucking do this right?
And our final international incident comes from Rainwater recording artist Citizen Cope, whose new album is called The Victory March. Cope tells us about a harrowing gig he played back in the U.S., back in the U.S., back in the USSR.
I was playing for some oligarchs who now are on a very restricted list. Persona non grata. And I was at fancy places, all these important Russian people were there, and big dinner and party and everything. And I'm backstage, I'm looking for some weed, and there's no marijuana in Russia. And it's very impossible to get, but I'd gotten a little bit, some from our host earlier. But one of the guys had this pinner, and he was like a gangster-looking guy. He kept on trying to do a shotgun with me. Like a shotgun puff, you have to be very close to do that. A shotgun puff with this guy was feeling very uncomfortable. He kept on asking me to do it. And I'm starting to get nervous because earlier that day, I was reading the International Herald Times, and it has our host in the picture. And one of the quotes, he said, we had a lot of enemies and we had to destroy them. And they said that for blocks around the venue that they had secured it because there was too many important people in there. Then I started to think, well, if something goes down, I'm also part of this group of important people. I started getting a little nervous when this guy asked me to do the shotgun. Then he told me, we're going to go to a private party. Just a couple of us get out in the car, and I'm opening the door. And I have the most paranoid moment of my life, and I could not open the door to the car. I'm thinking that it's locked, and I'm thinking that I'm going to get pulled away and something bad happened to me. I started to open the door, and I'd seen a lot of Jason Bourne recently. So I pulled a maneuver, and I jumped over the back seat and jumped out of the back door of the car, ran into the middle of the street, took off, and had these Russians running after me like, no, no, no. And finally ran in the Saw City bus and did one of those and jumped on the bus and got out of there. Something told me to run, and I had to run.
You know, even though most of these stories didn't sound like too much fun, I still regret not traveling more during my music career. In fact, I really only played two foreign countries, Texas and Florida. Anyway, thanks for joining me for today's Quick Tap. Please rate and review the TMEP show on Apple Podcasts. And if you're from Florida and Texas, I was just kidding. Please leave us good feedback. I love you guys. Tune in next week when my co-host Alex Hoffman and myself return for more Spinal Tap Moments on Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. This podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC, or Century of Progress Productions.
Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
Hello, Tom May here, host of Future Friday. I've spent the last 15 years on the road with my band, The Menzingers, where I've met all kinds of wild and fascinating people. So I started a podcast. On Future Friday, I talk to fellow musicians about the moments that made them, their passions outside of music, and the curiosities that tie us all together. I've also talked to the likes of UFO researchers, magicians, soldiers, and documentary filmmakers, and I'm constantly searching for folks that can shape and change our view of the world. You can check out Future Friday wherever you like.
Evergreen Podcast Network.